So this is the shiur on the Ramchal, Derech Eitz Chaim. So Teida, we spoke about the Orles Halev, the Orla that represents the Eitz Sahara, and how that's removed through Torah at the time of our mitzvah. The Teida, Bevadai behevel pihem shel tinokot, definitely with the hevel pihem, the breath of their mouths of tinokot. I mean, tinokot here means children who are learning Torah, tinokot shobed rabbam. Ha'olam mitkayem, the world is established. Now, it's established b'tziruf Torah, connecting with Torah. He's going to explain. V'zeh ki ha'Torah mitchaleshet lifamim. The Torah of our Torah, a person who's a bar mitzvah, a person who's already an older person who's learning Torah, sometimes it gets weakened. How does it get weakened? Lifamim, and sometimes it gets strengthened. He's going to explain.
What gets weakened?
The Torah, the koach of our Torah, the strength of our Torah.
Within him?
No. Within him and its expression, its influence on the world.
What's the difference between within him and expression?
Because Torah is not only your Torah, Torah is all of our Torahs. So all of Torah is being expressed in the world. My personal Torah can be weakened or strengthened, and the Torah of the group.
So internal versus external.
Yeah, yeah. So it says, if I'm mitchazeket, mitchaleshet al bnei adam, it gets weakened by people, b'pnei hachataim, because of a person's sin. So then the koach is Torah, can be learning the same Tosus, learning the same Gemara, same thing. But your Torah is weakened because of your averas. It means the koach, the strength of a person's Torah. It doesn't mean two people could be learning the same thing. Like with any action, it's not only Torah, it's every mitzvah. Torah is an example. But any action a person does, the clarity and the connection a person is in at the time of the action, so the action will connect him even further. So it means the action will get him to a higher place. If a person's in a lower place, and then he's connecting with action. If a person's in a lower place, and then he's connecting with action, right? Then he's going to go to a higher place if he does Torah mitzvahs. But that place will be less than he was if he wasn't in a higher place. So the koach of his Torah is dependent on the place he is. So that's the Torah of an individual. So it means when you learn Talmud Torah, that's why Rav Volbi says in Alei Shor, the purpose of Musa is to make you into a vessel to receive Torah. Then that's what Ramchal says. Ramchal says, Me'ashpa'at, in the end of Derech Hashem, in Limud Torah, says, Me'ashpa'at ha'gdolot ba'olam, with the biggest influences in the world, is Torah. Torah can change a person completely. It requires two conditions. Yerub Talmud, fear of what he's learning, he knows what he's learning God's word, and tikkun ha'maaseh, he wants to change as a human being. When a person has both those things, the Torah that's mashpia, says Ramchal, it's the biggest hashpa that can change a person. So Torah has the koach to change you, but the koach it's going to change you in depends on how much you want it, how much you desire, like we saw over here. So that's as a rule for the prat. Says he, ubifrat says, the ha'erev rav is Shiva Yisrael. Means the erev rav in Yisrael is machlis the Torah of the klal. Because the erev rav, we all have our erev rav within us. The erev rav represents this chelik of us, which is mu'urav. It's a mixture of good and bad. And the purpose of life is us to be mevarer that ra, mevarer that separate the ra from the good. Right? That's the pula of the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Right? That's the matzah of that's a position we're in after the chet. And just as we have the Erev Rav Tochenu, there's an Erev Rav Chitzoni, there's an Erev Rav that's amongst the Jewish people, and they have tremendous koach, bifrat at the end of the days. And that koach is to be machlish the Torah. Because when they machlish the Torah, chas v'shalom, there's chas v'shalom, no tekumah to Klal Yisrael. The only koach Klal Yisrael had is Hakol Kol Yaakov. The koach of Klal Yisrael is koach HaTfilah, the koach HaTorah, which is koach HaPeh. because the, our voice, our call, our inner call. That's why it's called call, our inner voice. And he's bringing him a call, Kamosha Amru B'tikunim. Tikunim means Tikunei Zohar. That's it. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Ose Basis L'Torah. He makes a basis for the Torah. A basis for something is the place on which the thing is held. It's like the yisod, the foundation of it. Yeah? So what's the basis, the basis, the foundation of Torah? Right? Mizeh, ha-hevel she'ein bochet. That's the hevel of the tinochot shebeit rabban that don't have chet. That's the basis. So we have at all times, even though chas v'shalom there's erev rabban klal Yisrael, and there's chatayim amongst us, that's why there's erev rav. Right? What we have inside is expressed outside to the Jewish people, right? I'm going to say it. People don't realize. You know, if you look, I got up this morning, looked at the newspaper, and there was a hatzba'ah that was in the UN. There was, the Arabs came and they wanted to the 67 borders. And I knew before I even read it, I told my wife, I think last night I told my wife, they want, what they're really fighting for? They're fighting for Yerushalayim. They want Yerushalayim. They didn't get it. When was this happening? Yesterday. This was Erev Asara B'Tevet. What happened on Asara B'Tevet? Asara B'Tevet, they sieged Yerushalayim. They came to take Yerushalayim. They couldn't take Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not something they can take. They had, you know, food, they had everything. No way they could take. The walls were big, strong enough. They could not have taken. And first of all, spiritually, they could not have taken Yerushalayim. Who destroyed Yerushalayim? The Biryonim. They burned because they want us to fight the Romans.
They burned the grain.
Yeah. And then it was the Jews. Let's fight wars. Let's beat the Arabs. Let's think. It was the Biryonim. These people who think, Kochi v'otzim yadi asali t'chayel hazeh, that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael with my own koch, with my tanks, with my fighter planes, with my whatever. I'm not saying you don't have to have an army, I'm not saying you don't have to protect yourself. We have to realize, God's speaking to us. Exactly this time it happens. He's telling us something. Why did the siege of Yerushalayim occur? Why? Why are we fasting today? Today's a fast day. Why? Because we don't want to eat? Could we feel bad? Could we feel hungry? And therefore I can't learn Torah today because I'm hungry? It doesn't make sense. Because we have to realize what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim can only be conquered. What is Yerushalayim? Ru'u Shalem. A vision of Shlemus. The completion of living of a Jewish being, of a Jewish human being, a Jew, how a Jew lives with the sanctity of God in his life. That's Yerushalayim. See, come to Yerushalayim. It has 9 measures of beauty, the beauty of the chibur, of connection of heaven and earth. That's what Yerushalayim represents. If Yerushalayim, if we live with that Yerushalayim, that Shlemus, that beauty of Shechina, that beauty of divine presence that dwells with us. That's what Yehudi means. That's what Jew means. It means God's being on us. God's Shechina resting on us. That's why when we say, when you, Chasan and Kala get married, they're building the Chorban Yerushalayim. They're building the desolate place of Yerushalayim. Because a Jewish marriage, a proper Jewish marriage, is Kedushin, it's holiness, it's Hashrat Shechina. That's what Yerushalayim represents. You can't beat a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't beat Hashrat Shechina. You can't take away Hashrat Shechina if there is in the world the influence of the Divine Presence. If there's Divine Presence in the world, that cannot be taken. If we have Divine Presence, we represent that, we can't be defeated.
But you're saying it ebbs and flows.
Yeah. The Divine Presence is within us. If that cannot be defeated. If we have Yerushalayim, if really our lives in Yerushalayim, our Ru'u Shalem, represent Shlemus, then there's no way there can be any UN against us. The UN against us is only because, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is knocking on our doors and saying, you have Asara B'Tevet. Remember why you have Asara B'Tevet. The Arabs want a siege. They're on a siege now. They want to take Yerushalayim from you. Why do you have a Sar Bet David? To realize that you're lacking in Yerushalayim. You're lacking in that vision of Shlemus. And fix it today. Fix it. Realize that. That's why we're in the Tanis. That's why we're Avelus. Because we don't have that Shlemus. That's why you have it. He's speaking. He's speaking very clearly. We're just not listening. There was a tzaddik in the time of the Gemara. He was fasting. He saw that was coming on destruction. And he fasted. And his fasted saved Yerushalayim for many, many years from being destruction. Who knows what a Tanis did? Who knows? Tanis, we have tzaddikim in Yerushalayim.
Who knows what Tanis?
Fast did.
Right now.
Yeah. So the Hevel of Tinokot Shobeis Rabam, that's a basis l'tera. Ha-Hevel She'em Bochet. Why is that basis? Because it's Torah. It's not the same koch as Torah of this person who's a Baal Bechira. Because you're Baal Bechira and you're purish from Chet, you go away from Aveira, so your Torah has more koch. Their Torah has less koch, but it's a basis. It's a you don't want foundations to wobble. So since they have no Chet, you can't knock out that Torah. So the foundations that they have is a firm foundation. Now you can build the Torah on top of it. But the real building is the Torah of the Baal Bechira. That's us. Ubo ha-Torah mitchazeket. In this, the Torah can be strengthened. Because it's a good basis. It's Torah without Chet. The Yetzahara, the Erev Rav, have no koach over them. Ki kvar hu muchan. It's already ready. To draw the strength of the Torah, like it says, Lamala. This is what the Pasuk says. Mipi Olalim Yonkim Yisadata Oz. Right? From the words of the young children, right? Yisadata is foundation of his Oz, of his strength. Okay. So it says, Vuhu Mamish Yisadata. That's Yisadata's foundation, the basis of the Torah. This is against your enemies. Shema Erevra, or the Yetzahara, the Erevra, Lashbit Ha'oyev, to knock out, to dull, to nullify the Oyev. Shu Asitra Achra, the other side, the Yetzahara. Lashbit, like we said this, I think, we learned this. Lashbit Mamash, to remove it. This, like we said, So Shabbat Isra, the Yetzahara, the Mitzvah Ashbat Tzor, right? To remove, to not allow it, to sublimate. Yetzar, not let it have va'ama umit nakem, and you'll have nakama is your nokem, you mida connected mida, you get back in it. Vahu sod hanachash, and this is the sod, the secret of what the nachash is, the nachash akadmoni, the nachash, the snake, which represents the Yetzara, shu nokem v'note, he gives you mida connected mida. Everything you do in your life, every Aveda, he gives you mida connected mida against it. That means he can attach himself to you in the same way that you did the Aveda, the Nachash. That's the Yetzirah. That's Umas Olam. Umas Olam only have dominion over Klal Yisrael according to the Aveda Chas V'Shalom that we do. V'zehu sod l'Nachash katzutzu raglav. He cut off his legs. Shneema bo. Al gechoncha telech, you go on your stomach, so to speak, the nachash. He doesn't have any legs. Vilin kom, so since we took off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off his legs, didn't give him raglayim, right? Therefore he has less koach. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. So he wouldn't have, the nachash had legs, we wouldn't be here. He'd be too big for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machlishim. After he entered into Adam HaRishon. V'linkom zehu rodif achar raglayim. Therefore, where does he go? Nachash goes after the raglayim of the Talmidei Chachamim. Shu inyan birchei derabon deshili. It's the Gemara in Brachos. The birkayim, the legs of the knees of the Chachamim that are worn out. Now, the very simple, right? Understanding this. That's the Yerech Yaakov. Yaakov represents, so to speak, the Ekev of Adam HaRishon, the heel of Adam HaRishon, the Yaakov Avinu had the ability to the leg stand on the heel. Yaakov Avinu, in a certain sense, was the one who fights the Ra in the world. That's the Nachash HaKadmoni. That's Esav, right? He's the one that gives Ha'amada, standing, to Klal Yisrael. That's why when he fought Esav, Esav fought him in the legs, fought him in the Yerech Gidan Asher, Yerech that he was Soleil, Yaakov was Soleil. And that's connected two things. We said is the Gidan Asher is connected Tomchei Terror, those who support terror, and those, and the Gidan Asher is connected that aspect of Taivas Aguf, desires, which is, you know, that place for Mokum Abris, weakened there. So those are the two legs in which the Nachash HaKadmoni, Batid Lavo, and the Erebra, which also is represented that, that's the place they're going to fight Klal Yisrael. And we see that they're fighting to remove Taktzivim from yeshivas, they're fighting to bring in all sorts of Chochmat Chitzonius into the Torah. This is also the time, you should know, this is also the time. Chet Tes was when the Torah was written into Yavan, into Greek. There was Choshech to the world, because that's a language. It's true that it's a very creative language, a beautiful language. There's a lot of beauty in the language, a lot of ideas can be expressed in the language, but it's not Lashon HaKodesh. When the Torah is translated into Greek, it means the Torah is mitzamtzam. It's held in the Greek words. It's held in the Greek philosophy. It's held in chitzonius. It's held not in... Lashon HaKodesh is an intrinsic Lashon. That means the Lashon, from that Lashon, you can understand more than what it says, because it's intrinsic. It's the Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in. So from that we can learn the intrinsic Torah. When it's translated into Greek, is now Torah Chitzonis. We can't understand the Pnimius of Torah. It could only be understood. Now that it's in Greek, it's thought that the Torah was Yored into the world. It became a lower level of Torah. That's why it was Choshech to the world. Because Torah is awe. And when its awe is dimmed, it becomes Choshech. In the Lashon of Yehovah, it becomes Choshech. This is also this period of time. Vehen sod haraglaim shomala hatomchot laguf. This is, represents the ruglaim kivyochol of the higher worlds which hold the guf, i.e., which hold Hagarish Baruch's hashpa into the world. Ubehem talui koach tmichut haTorah. And as I said, this is dependent, these ruglaim, the tomchei Torah, those who support Torah, lachzikoto shelotimot, to be machzik Torah, that it wouldn't be separated. That, at the end of days, that's going to be the fight. That's what they're fighting us on. Besod, betomchei meusha, those who support Torah, they are happy. They are nimsa. Shanachash rodev acha inyan zeh. The nachash, the erev rav, the yetzahara, right? They fight this. The Gro says, right? That Esav, see Esav is the chaff, or the pishtan. Pashas v'yeshev. Right, that's how Rashi calls it, pash pishtan or chaff, right? Flax. Pisht flax or the chaff. How do you say the kash? Right. Yeah. He says so, the chita, the grain. From that, what do you get? You get the wheat. You get the bread. The bread represents Klal Yisrael. So the Yetzahara, the saw should be Issa. The worst part of the Yetzirah is the saw Shavisa. The saw Shavisa is Zu Yetzirah, Zu Erev Rav. It's from Klal Yisrael itself. The biggest enemies of Klal Yisrael are Klal Yisrael themselves. And that's the Erev Rav. And that's the final Golos. The Klal Yisrael's Golos is how we have Tkuma Neged the Erev Rav. Shelo La'aniach Simach LaTorah. They won't leave us any reliance on the Torah. Chas V'Shalom. It's sheker, it doesn't have any standing, right? The Torah represents emes. Kush represents beauty. Sheker is ugliness. But something that's why, you know, in a very funny way, the modern art, if you look at modern art, you know, existentialist modern art, it's very ugly. It's very ugly. There's a reason for it. It's shekel. It's telling you all there is this world. There's no connection to a higher world. When you disconnect this world from the higher world, that's ugliness. Beauty is the connection of the opposites, the connection of the physical to the spiritual. If you have just a physical, that's ugliness. So this modern art, when the times of existentialism, is really an ugly art, because it's shekel. V'hu haya rotze, and he wanted linakem mizeh. The Nachash, he wants to nokema chas v'sholom, so name Israel, for being taken out his leglaim. He doesn't have the ability to move, he doesn't have the ability to do mizeh v'ligrom l'terah, to cause the terah chas v'chalila shelo yela smach b'Yisrael, there will be no one supporting in Klal Yisrael the terah. That's the koach of the Nachash, and that's the koach of the Erev Rav. And that's what if you, anyone understands how things are working, that's what, how it's working. But this, and there's a reason for it. There's a reason. Why is it? We see from Golas of Yaakov, before he went to Golas of Yishmael, and remember I told you Pashas Vayetze Yaakov, when Yaakov went to Golas. So Rashi tells us he learned 14, and when beforehand what happened, there's a chibur of Machlas Bat Yishmael with Esav. As a chibur of Esav, the Zachar with Yishmael, the Nekeva. Esav is giving his sword over to Yishmael. That's another midrash. You deal with the Yidden. That's the goddess. What did Yaakov do in order to get out of that goddess? When he came up and said to Esav, when he met him after, he said, Im Lavan Gati Vitarik Mitzvot Shamati. What did he do before he went to Beis Lavan? Rashi says, and where do we learn this? We learn this in the ages of Yishmael. Yeah. From that whole parasha, we learn the what? Something hidden in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years for Beit Shem Ve'eva. And how? What type of learning? Without sleeping. Learning of Mesiras Nefesh. So that's the test. The Nachash is going to take away the Tmicha of Torah. We're going to have to learn Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, like Yaakov Avinu learned. And that's going to bring on the Gula. That's why it's me. That's why he is going to be given the Koach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol took off his legs, he has the Koach, Chas V'Shalom, to take off our legs, our Tomchei Torah, and our eyes. So you see the world. The world became very promiscuous. And the world, the Tmicha for Torah, people say, what are you doing learning Torah? Go work. Go do something else. Right? There's very, yeah? So that's the koach that he's having. And the koach that he's having is what? So that we'll learn Torah from a serious nefesh, and that will be the tikkun. What does the Yetzirah want? Shetistalek v'tishkach mehem. That the Torah chas v'shon should be removed and forgotten for chas v'chalila, he says. V'hevel peh hatinokot. And the hevel peh of the children learning Torah. Mitakin mamish tikkun. They fix, because the Yetzirah has no koach over them, because they're blichet. So that Torah is a basis, gives us the strength to build on it. Ki hem kluyim mamash be'elu haraglayim. They're dependent mamash on these raglayim ha'elyonim hanikrim hanikret tinokot shobed rabam kamufurash bazaar. They represent these raglayim. They give us the koach. V'em samchi kashut, and they are those that support of truth besod kush tekoi. Right? So this needs to be understood. Their Torah, what gives us the koach to fight the Nachash? The Nachash only has ability over us if there's chet. If there's chet, he has a door open to come in. Without that door, he has no koach. So Tinochot Shobei Rabban, the Torah, right, has no chet. There's no door opening. So if we build on them, we can build on them. They're kush tekoi. From them comes the koach, i.e. the support of Torah. B'schutam comes the support of Torah, which then we can go and learn Torah.
That's conscious chet though, right?
Yeah, they don't have chet. They don't. Even if they do chet, they don't have chet. V'zeu lashpit oyev mitnakem. And this is to nullify the oyev and mitnakem, and to have revenge over him. I to prevent him from taking away our aglaim. Tinok shenishba, remove his ability to remove our aglaim, because they're the bosses. They have no chet, so there's no door open. V'nimtza eich shatikun agadol. This big fixing, nimsa biyad ha'adam, is in the hands of a person, v'lo biyad ha'malachim, and not in the hands of malachim, because a person has free will. Malachim don't have free will. Al-kein, neida, we should know, shuvadai ikar kol ha'briya, it's definitely the main part of the whole of creation. Man is the main part of the whole creation, because he is the one who's going to do this tikkun. Lashbit oyev, to remove the ra from the world, and to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu's radiance into the world. That's the tachlis of man, that's the tachlis of creation. And the person who could do that is man, therefore he's the tachlis of the ikar. V'lo haya ru'i limatzalo esik acher. It would be fitting to find to him a different esik, a different, how do you say esik?
Engagement.
Engagement, yeah. Ela ha'avodah azot. This avodah, which is osik, Torah, over mitzvahs.
So,
v'ken haya mitchila, from the beginning, shenema v'yinichehu began Eden le'ovda u'le'shomra. Kodesh Baruch Hu left us, man, Adam, in Gan Eden, to work it and to guard it. Shepirshu chachamenu zichron rebrocha. Our rabbis explain, zu mitzvahs asay le'ovda. The mitzvahs lo tase zele shomra, right? To guard it. Va'kol b'menucha, and it all happens with an inner resting. Kumo shedarshu al minat v'yenichehu. He placed us. He placed us in Gan Eden in a special menucha le'ovda u'le'shomra. Ra acha shechata. After man sinned, hinehu mithalech b'shnei drachim. He now can go in two ways, al pi shnei manhigim, with two leaders, ka'omram zichron racha. Oili miyotzri, help me from my creator. Oili miyetzri, help me from my yetzahara. There's two drachim that a person can choose, only two. His creator or his Yetzirah. And if he chooses his Yetzirah, it's Oili Miyotzri. And if he chooses the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Oili Miyotzri. His Yetzirah is going to fight him. It's going to make him hard. Al Kain, therefore, Yitba'er Lecha, it will be clear to you, Shukol Ma Sheha Adam Oseh L'Avodas Hashem, all that a person does for Avodas Hashem, Hu Ma Shehu Oseh, it's what he must do, Lefi HaTachlis, according to the purpose, Shiba'avoda, Shiba'avura, for it, Bar'o Habari Barach Shemo. For this purpose, he was created, to do Avodas Hashem. V'kol Mashu'u Chutz Mizeh, and anything that isn't Avodas Hashem, it's except from Avodas Hashem, Hu Lefi Dato Shal Nachash HaMekatrek. That is following the ways of the Nachash HaMekatrek. V'chafatz l'shak'o, and he desired to be shok'er, to in when you shok'er, like shkia, it goes down, to make him embedded with varim acherim, with other things. And that's l'archiko min ha'bara, to make him further away from his creator, Yidbarach Shemo, may his name be blessed. V'hafriya oto me'avodato, he's very interesting, he uses lashon, l'hafriya Oto Mavodato. In Siddur Shishar, remember, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to be Migal Klal Yisrael, to reveal them, to reveal God's word to them, and Matan Torah, to reveal them, take out Gulas Mitzrayim. What did Paro do? Paro's Mafriya then, Loshen Parua, Mafriya, Afra'a, right? Siddur Shishar explains, what does the Yetzirah do when you're going to come to Gula? He's going to tell you, harder work.
Right.
Now build, yeah. Now build without the cash.
Right.
Without
collect it yourself. Right.
Yeah, he's going to make you work harder. He's going to impede on you. He's going to make the physical world that you live in much harder to live in. He's going to give you tiridus. He's going to give you things that minatek you from the Torah. That's what he's doing. That's the reglaim. That's what the Erevrav's doing. That's what the Yetzirah is doing. They're making life harder for you. They're going to remove your parnasa. They're going to remove your ability to learn. They're going to give you world of physicality on a plate, touch of an iPhone. That's what they're giving you. Remove you, to be shoker you, to be embed you in the physical world. Because when you're embedded in the physical world, it's very hard to do Avodas Hashem. There's nothing wrong with being connected to the physical. The concept of Mekadesh, the physical, to have a family, to work, to make a parnasa. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to know how to do it. It's a very hard balance. But the world is not that type of world. The world isn't a world to Mekadesh the physical. The world is a world that's embedded in the physical. And when you're living in such a world, you have to fight not to be embedded there. It's a fight, because you're not like the rest of the world. The rest of the world is stooped. There's never been a time in history that there's been so much affluence to so many people in the world. And so many things that people can have. There's always been the hierarchy of people who enjoy, and the lower people did enjoy. Now everyone has things that no one used to have hundreds of years ago. No one used to have these things. No one used to have the food we have, the stuff we have, the amount we have. Yeah. Unbelievable what we have. Hey, regular people. There's so much Gashmis in the world, it's getting more. Now even talking about Gashmis, which is like you don't even need to actually eat. I'm guaranteeing you in a few years' time, you can put something in your head, or you've got a mask or something, you can be and you can taste an ice cream, a taste of an ice cream, without actually eating an ice cream. And it'll taste just an ice cream. You can dream. Right? You can dream dreams. And it's real. So it's just a question of time to know what starts off in your head, the taste of an ice cream. You taste sweet taste. You taste cream taste. You taste this taste. You won't need to eat. You won't need to have food. Okay, you have to have a little pill. And when you put that pill in your mouth, you plug yourself into an app. And you'll taste it as an ice cream. You'll taste it whatever you want to taste it as. It won't surprise me. That'll happen one day.